I'm Marco Werman with The World. Cyclists in London got some good news today. The city is planning to ban the most dangerous lorries from the streets. Lorries, that's what the Brits call big transport trucks like semis. And lorries are also the highest cause of cycling deaths in the city. That's why London Mayor Sadiq Khan decided some of them had to go. The World's Man in London, Leo Hornack, has some thoughts about this. We reached him at a cycling cafe in London called Look Mum, No Hands.
Well, I mean, I'm a cyclist myself. I cycle into work and have done for many years, and I'm a bit of a cycling evangelist. So I don't know if this interview will adhere to the normal standards of BBC, immaculate neutrality and impartiality, but I will try and raise above those biases to say that I think it's pretty great news, and a lot of people at cafes like this are pretty excited. I've been chatting to the other customers and the people working here, and, you know, this kind of news gets a pretty good thumbs up, as you would expect. Anything which is going to make life safer for cyclists in this city obviously is going to please cyclists. But that's the headline. It's when you start to dig into the details, actually, it's, as so often, a little bit more complicated, Marco.
Yeah, so what did you find upon closer inspection of this law?
Well, it's only certain lorries, and it's only the most dangerous, I should say, and this ban is only going to come into effect in 2020, so another 4 years from now, or three and a bit years. And not to be too kind of gory about this, but cyclists do die every year. The lorries that are going to be banned, or the semis, as you would say, that are going to be banned, are the ones which are rated as having the very worst visibility. That means the driver is up in a kind of cab. It's the kind of long-haul vehicle that you would expect on a kind of, you know, transcontinental freeway or something. But these are the kind of vehicles that do get crammed into these very twisty, twiny kind of London streets. And it's very difficult for those drivers to see someone on two wheels right underneath them, to the side or to the back or even in front. And as a result, I had a look at some of the stats, and 79% of cyclist deaths in the last 3 years have involved vehicles like this that are going to be banned. That was the last 3 years. We're going to have these vehicles on the road for another 3 years until 2020. So there's the questions that people are asking here, particularly in the kind of those who are in the cycling community.
One question I have, Leo, this is a good move for cyclists eventually, but what about provisioning restaurants and shops in the center of the city? How's this going to impact commerce?
Well, exactly. I mean, it's great for the cyclists to cheer when you hear that certain kinds of vehicles are banned. And yeah, it's great because it may well save lives. But you can't, as you were just implying, You can't really fit out, a large luxury hotel or a restaurant with supplies on the back of two wheels. These kind of major cities require large quantities of goods to be moved around. And we don't really have a solution to that yet. At the moment, the solution is to try and make these vehicles safer in incremental ways. Increase the visibility, make it so that someone driving can see the traffic around them more clearly, lower the cabs. These are small tweaks, but they don't solve that fundamental problem that we need these trucks, and to some extent in the city, but we also don't need the danger that they can bring.
Yeah, so ultimately, what does this lorry ban mean?
Well, it means that we will wait another 3 years for cycle safety to change drastically. But in 2020, things will begin to look a little bit different.
Will you still be commuting to work in 2020?
Well, I mean, Marco, I don't know if you're offering me some kind of chauffeur-driven opportunity here, but if so, I accept.
Our man in London, Leo Hornack, thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Marco. I'm going to get on my bike and head back to the office right now.